That's the best one.
For me, my specific.
Friends think I'm cool, and that literally gives you power.
The delinquent's whole thing is that I don't care what you think, but I actually really do.
I'm tsundere, if you will.
What? Is that a character?
No, it's you're the TV tropes guy. It's like a it's like a stereotypical character type for anime, where they're like act like really mean, but they really like love the main character.
Is it Helga or Olga from Hey Arnold?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Perfect example.
Oh yeah.
The original Tsundere. I didn't even think about it. Wow.
I don't know about the original. But, yeah.
for my childhood, I mean, not for just general life.
Many millennial children, that was one of their first encounters with the Tsundere archetype.
Previously on Gifted.
Yes, I know of an elevator that will take us down.
That was only the beginning. I hope you all are ready.
Yes, I guess we're scooting on over to Alcatraz. I would like to dock.
So I think you guys hear some activity coming from the prison block.
I think we do best when we improvise.
Do you want to get into a ball and then I'll throw you in the building and that way you can spy?
The floor opens up inside one of the cells and like a little elevator comes up out of it. And I think they notice this baseball come rolling to a stop.
I would like to press the fireman alert button and cause an alarm.
I think Thin Red Line is like stupid things on the fritz again. One of these portals open near you guys and a figure steps out of it.
Wheels!
He takes in the prison. He's like, I really thought the security here would be tight as a whistle. He locks eyes with Thin Red Line, and he pops the visor of his helmet down, ready for action. Welcome to Backyard Bards. I am your GM this evening, Austin. Once again, I am joined by my three players.
Hi, I am Alex, aka Player One, aka Paul Morph, otherwise known as Mimic.
Howdy, I'm Colin. I'm Player Three, and I play Harvey Waits, aka the Golden Rule.
And hi, I'm Drew. Also known as Resident Luigi, Player 2. I play your boy Max, also known as Siphon.
It's good to know none of us are NPCs.
Yeah,
well, that was an option.
God, I wish I could just let someone take over, you know, be a non-playable character.
The dream. The dream.
Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to pick up exactly where we left off. With Seth making his grand entrance to the fight, shit's about to get wild. Paul, you wanted to do your drop the rock maneuver?
Yeah, I want to see if they can smell what I'm cooking currently.
Okay, sure. So let's do directly engage a threat. I don't think possessing
baby,
a rock
that's
is
what
hard
I'm
for
good
you
at
this point, so we'll just skip to that.
That's what I'm super good at.
Also, okay. Who specifically?
Bad
are
start
you aiming
so
for someone?
Far. Probably Bugman.
Okay.
And it's plus danger, which I...
Danger.
Mm-hmm. And do I have any subtracts? I have a -2 to that anyways. So we're looking at a four.
A four. Okay. So you drop, and it's a smaller chunk than you were hoping for. And it lands on him and just breaks apart. And it didn't seem to really harm him at all. Mark potential market condition. And you're going to come out of this chunk of rock right here.
Okay.
And he's like,
there you are.
And he's going to bring his arm up and attempt to squish you.
Could I jump in to defend him?
Yeah, sure. Roll to defend.
See, you do trust me. That's what that means.
To get your ass beat.
Okay, well, rude.
Okay. Alright, okay. Right, I got a 14.
A 14? Okay, so you choose two.
I'm going to add to the team pool and clear condition. I'm going to say I'm no longer guilty, the one I just got. Even though there's some feelings, I still care about Paul. You know, one bad thing doesn't mean that, like, all of our experiences together aren't meaningful.
And also, Paul's just right, so there's that.
And I, despite all of his flaws, all of his deep, deep, deep character flaws, I still care for him. And I don't want to see harm befall him.
Okay, so what I want to know is what happens? Describe how this action plays out.
So Paul falls out of the rock right in front of him. And as he goes to get squished, I would just like to just basically jump on top of Paul sort of as like a human shield. You know, I definitely got charged up before this mission, but I know Goliath's a big boy and I could use every little energy boost I can get. So I'm gonna take this one, save the homie, and just prepare for when I turn around and give it right back to him.
So, like, you kind of, like, maybe, like, catch his big old hammer fist he's bringing down, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick. I think that definitely gives you some charge right away.
Could I just automatic, like, come in with the counterpunch? Try and get him in the... Well, I guess bugs don't have kidneys. A body shot?
Yeah, sure. You can give me a directly engaged threat here. Let's see how that goes.
I got an 11.
11, okay. Sure. So you choose two.
Alright, I would like to resist and avoid their blows and create an opportunity for the team.
What does that look like?
So, after I catch his fist, I'm going to come in and a little hook shot to his side, and I'm gonna bash him into the nearest into like the nearest pile of rubble from this dilapidated wall, and give an opening, kind of separate these villains so that my homies might have a better angle of attack.
Yes, you knock him and he like breaks through some walls and stuff through the prison, and you've created some space.
Sick.
I think while this is going on, Seth and Thin Red Lion, like I just imagine them kind of like flash style, like running at each other, and it's just like a pair of red lions meet and they like swirl, and it's like kind of like just a tornado of red light beams, basically.
I'm picturing it like how like when two characters are fighting in Looney Tunes and there's like the fight cloud, except it's all red.
It's all red. Yeah. Yeah. The Tasmanian devil.
Yes. That.
Yeah. 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 So I think that just leaves our buddy, our pal Acid,
like Asshead.
I think he's going to like attempt to Capri Sun throw himself at Max, just this this chrome bullet. I think we described him as before.
That's not good. Man, I really need to get a hand on Thin Red Line. But
I mean, if you a memory of you pissing yourself,
I'd say, are you going to convince him he pissed himself?
Yes. Think of how, like, that's the best.
The ultimate gaslight.
Yeah.
Ultimate gaslight.
Yeah, we're in like a rubble strewn, like, tunnel-esque area, right?
Kind of, yeah. You guys were on the outside of it and they were on the inside of it. So he is crossing the threshold out towards you.
Perfect. Yeah, I basically want to try and he's coming out in like acid form.
That's right. Yeah. Also, Lilia's here. You can rope her into whatever if you need to.
Yeah. I mean, so the main thing I'm wanting to do is neutralize this acid with just all the dirt and dust and like sand, you know, whatever it is. We're on an island. I'm sure there's a bunch of sand down here. I am wanting to neutralize the acid by basically pulling it up into a giant sand shield. And letting him just splatter on top of it.
Let's do it this way. I think I want you to defend.
Okay. I rolled a hot 4, and I don't have a +3 to any stats, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, and you don't have a +2 either. because a team point would get you there if you had a +2, but you don't. You just have a +0 on savior.
Well, so this is savior. So I am known for being quite the opposite of a savior.
Sure. So mark a condition, mark potential.
Much prefer if it didn't.
I understand.
I'm angry.
I'm so freaking pissed.
So freaking pissed at you now. God, freaking acid. I was trying to corrode and get me high. Pissed.
So what I think happens is kind of this twofold thing, right? Like, I think acid, like, splashes up against you, and you can feel the sizzle and burn of it, and but I think that, like, if he were to, like, put a hole in your suit or whatever, or, you know, otherwise touch your skin, that you would also negatively affect him. And so I think it's going to work both ways, an exchange of negative effects. And so I think that, like, when he initially splashes on you, like, his face kind of comes out of the puddle in that, like, kind of anime style, and he's, like, giggling and having a great time. And then, like, he burns through part of your suit, and then he's like, "Whoa!" And he, like pours off of you and, like, congeals into a puddle on the ground, and then he's going to reform back as himself in man form with his arms up to defend himself.
Oh, is he wanting to go fisticuffs?
I don't know about that necessarily, but I think that just makes the most sense as, like, a kind of a default position before he reassesses or whatever.
The good old 1-2.
Let's see. I think I want to follow up on Paul.
Okay.
Because you were defended, and then he knocked.
I've just been kind of vibing.
He knocked him away, so you're kind of free to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How? So, I think acid is more my speed, more like ass head.
Pretty good.
Thank you. So currently, how far away are they from me, roughly? And I don't think there's a large gap, right?
Not really. I mean,
okay.
Like, the prison is pretty tight quarters, as is. But, I mean, they're well within eyesight. I don't really know what you're going for.
I am going... What? Is acid still Silver Surfer form? No. Or not?
He's reformed back into his regular human body.
And what kind of pants are on that regular human body?
Do acid pants turn into acid?
Yeah, well, my question is, what happens if I become his pants and he goes acid form? That's where I'm like...
He's definitely wearing acid wash jeans, by the way.
You know, I wasn't going to say that, but now that you've said that, I'm all on
He's
board.
Wearing He's acid wash jeans and a tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, yeah, big fan. Yeah, a far cry from the like FBI style suit he wore last time you guys saw him.
Yeah, this is his casual wear.
Yep, yep. Casual villainy. It's a new series.
Yeah, I mean, I genuinely just want to become his pants just to see what happens. I'll, you know what? I'll do something crazy. I'll do the shirt.
I knew it.
Dare to dream.
I know. I'm moving up, literally.
Sure. You possess his tie-dye shirt.
Okay. And is it long sleeve or short sleeve?
We're on an island. It's short sleeve.
I mean, I can still fuck with his arms a little bit, I imagine.
Just okay. Pull the shirt above his head.
Ooh, there's a thought. Yeah, I'm going to pull the shirt over his head.
I thought that's what you were going to do the whole time. I was like, yeah, nope. This works great.
No, you're right. That's what I was thinking the entire time. Austin's
like, what other conclusion was there?
This man is over here proselytizing like, oh, taking control of clothes is the best thing you can do to constrict your movement. All right, your shirt. How do I constrict your movement?
Well, when you said short sleeves, it really fucked me up.
Okay. Ow, ow. It makes no difference in this scenario.
Makes a huge difference.
I wanted to roll his sleeves up. I was like,
oh, shit.
It's like, I'm a baseball cap. I'm going to turn backwards.
Fucking got it.
No, he's like, no, it's more like, I'm a baseball cap. What do I do? Turn backwards? I can turn backwards. That's the exact exchange that we just had.
You know, yeah, so I pull a shirt over his head for sure.
I definitely want to jump in here then. If you just pull get,
sock him in the stomach.
Yeah, well, so yeah, I'm going to definitely pull one of those like Naruto five seal jutsu moments here as my hand just like rams into his stomach, his guts here.
Okay, let's do that. So what I want to do is just go ahead and make it a team up move, and I'm just going to skip the part where Paul rolls and just roll for directly engage a threat for Max.
Okay.
Woo!
And you have like a built-in team point if you need it.
Yeah. My danger. That's okay.
That said, if you fail, it's probably gonna be bad for Alex.
I mean, so. It sounds like it's not
so
bad.
Don't
for me.
Do that. So, he's gonna acid his own shirt. What an idiot.
Oh yeah. So a 6 and a 4, that makes a 10 plus my danger of a 2 makes it a 12 plus that free team point,
which you don't have to use,
but I could.
Good.
But I could.
So I get to pick 2 on a 10 plus.
Yep, that's right.
I am going to both resist or avoid their blows and take something from them, aka their life.
That joke truly never gets old. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you. Their will to live. His sense of style as he's lost his tie-dye shirt and acid wash jeans. I'm going to resist or avoid their blows and impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition. The other super villains. They're like, oh.
Sure. So I guess just like tell me what happens.
Oh, yeah. So basically.
The old narration.
Yeah. So these are my favorites. We've got a little five palm seal going here. As my hand just is rocketing toward his guts. I'm getting up in them guts.
Getting in them guts.
There is just like a brief moment where, if you look the right way, definitely my fingertips are starting to glow. As I make the impact. A few things here. One, Governor Neal pissing himself on live TV. Everyone laughs. Two. I am going to give him the good drainage. I am going to learn what it's like to become liquid acid. And yeah, I'm basically just going to hold on as long as I can, absorbing and sucking. He's going to have to, pry me off.
Yeah. So I think how it goes, right, is that like from that first contact, you were kind of like starting to like feel the buzz a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
from the content. And now that you've drained some more, it recedes, and you don't feel it anymore. Now you can just feel a part of yourself. You feel like you can manipulate your body in ways that you couldn't before.
Wow, I get sick. Well, all right, six. So,
yeah, you just lost some ribs, buddy.
call you Adam.
I think his extraction plan here is to go acid himself, and he's going to take his shirt with him. Paul, mm-hmm. I think you. What you feel is just bizarre, right? Like you're one second your shirt, the next second you've been liquefied, right?
Okay.
And you just feel like you're just being like sloshed around. Like you kind of like intermingle with other parts of it, right? Like
this is how I die. All of a sudden this is the hard counter to fall.
So what I think happens is that like he's going to like retreat back into the prison, and then he's going to come back out, and
he's
I think it's going to jettison you from his shirt when okay. he comes back and reforms.
As I'm jettisoning it out, can I go for a punch in the face? Do I have the physical ability?
So
I'll give it to you.
Thank you. So I roll to directly engage a threat.
Yeah, sure. You can give it a shot.
Okay.
What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, right. That I fail and I only have one condition left to mark. Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Four, you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Pain. 14.
So
mark a question. I die when I've marked all five?
When you go to mark a condition and you cannot mark a condition.
Okay, so I'm still in it, boys.
Also mark potential, of course.
Yeah, of course. Ooh, close to that level up, baby.
Closing in on it.
All right. So I think what happens is you go in for the punch, right? And he kind of, T-1000 style, opens his body up and your fist just goes into the hole. And then he's going to go liquid and wrap around your arm. And you can feel your skin burning.
Yeah, I'm going to go into a rock or something real quick.
Well, a rock is a long way.
Yeah, are you trying to have political asylum?
I mean, there's got to be... Oh, I see. I was like...
Drew and I were on
I
the
was
same
just
page
in a rock there. Earlier. I was so confused. I was like, where am I? Wait, what?
Where? How'd you get here?
I was like, am oh, I... Shit. I looked at Ms. Hart, you said I'm in the elevator? I was like, what?
There was also this moment where I was watching Colin that it like the light bulb. It, like, he's like, oh yeah.
It's a good joke.
Sorry, back to your rock.
Yeah, you jump into a rock and he falls to the ground with a splat. And then he starts to like kind of slither along the floor as a puddle.
What a loser.
Colin, what are you doing?
So with Max and Paul double teaming acid and Seth dealing with Thin Red Line, I think Lily and I are gonna start jumping Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to try and do like a combo move with Lily.
Yeah, I think that I think Goliath is gonna come like doing his roly poly move, just come out like a wheel out of the rubble that you threw him into. And so we can kind of pick up on that. Like, what do you think that looks like?
So I'd love for Lily to put a big gust of wind underneath him, get him up off the ground. And then while he's still in this ball form, I'm going to jump up and try and like spike him like a volleyball back into the ground.
I feel like maybe directly engage is the best option here. So let's do that one.
All right, I got a 9 on it.
I got a 9 6 plus on 3. It.
Since Lily's helping you, you could use a team point for this if you want to put you up to 10.
Yeah. If I get a free team point from Lily, I'll do that. So that I can really spike this dude.
Spike his ass.
So a 10, gives me 2. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. I'm going to resist their blows, and then I'd like Goliath to be scared or impressed. Because at this point, I've been laying into him. And the last time we fought this dude, if memory serves, I kind of got my shit rocked. I get my shit rocked a lot. That's kind of how this character is made. But now, we're gelling. The team's gelling. We're doing team moves now.
You do the combo move. Lily does her wind part to set up, and then you go in for the spike. And he just like hurdles and smashes through even more of the prison. And like the walls nearby kind of, they like crack. You're definitely harming the structural integrity of this building.
As I see the rubble fall, I go, man, I'm so glad Alcatraz is not a national monument to our history. And then I'm gonna run up after him to try and beat him up some more.
Acid has retreated from you.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have you have a moment to decide what to do, and access to some new tricks.
Yeah.
So we have Goliath deep inside, and Harvey's rushing to go fight him off. Jesus.
I'm trying to get Goliath deep inside. You know what I'm saying?
We have
why
Paul, who has been given the first dose of an acid trip,
mm-hmm.
and is currently in a rock right now. long
flight. I'll find those WMDs soon.
Sure.
Where is Thin Red Line at this point?
Yeah. So I feel like him and Seth. I feel like I can't say Red Line and Thin Red Line like that. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to say Seth and Thin Red Line for the time being. Until there's only Red Line.
Or Thin Red Line.
I feel like their battle like is much wider spread than y'all's, right? Like I kind of imagine like they zip along out into the courtyard and back around, you know what I mean? It's just red lines everywhere. Mm.
Okay, they'll like, I'm gonna like
smash
him,
into parts of buildings. So you can contribute if you want. I just wanted to let you know that it wasn't this like static thing happening 5 feet from you or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, I'll let him have that. It seems cathartic for him to you know kind of do battle with the man who stole his powers. So I'm going to leave the rock here. To deal with acid, I'm gonna run down that hole and try and get to Goliath.
Running down that hole,
make a deal with the devil, and I'm gonna try and give Goliath a taste of their own medicine as I'm gonna give him some acid washing here.
Let me get you to directly engage a threat.
Oh, I love these. This is what everyone should do all the time.
I don't believe you.
I rolled a 7, and this is danger, so that brings me up to a 9, which doesn't change anything. So I am going to resist or avoid their blows as I just, you know, I'm learning this new power. I turn into liquid mechs and just land all over them. Is it working? Am I doing it?
Yeah, like, I feel like it would be incredibly bizarre to do this for the first time, right? Like,
yeah.
to go full Capri Sun.
I'm going ghost, and I jump forward and just turn to a liquid.
Danny Phantom! I love Danny Phantom, man.
I don't know why I found that so funny. It just got me.
I love Danny Phantom.
I love Danny Phantom, man.
Yeah, so I think that that you like splash across his exoskeleton, and you can tell that you're like burning into it very slowly, but you are
slow burn.
I think I want. How about Paul? I think you're starting to feel the effects, the buzz coming on from the burning of your skin.
Okay, so I'm gonna leave Iraq. The Taliban will take it over as a result. So topical. And
that's Afghanistan.
It was, wasn't it?
I'm definitely gonna keep all that dead air in there. That was great.
Austin, cut that whole thing. Cut the whole fucking thing.
We just got to do it over again then.
I get out of Iraq, the Taliban. No! fuck, I did it twice.
Afghan.
My favorite blanket.
He's taking favorite rugs.
Okay, so acid is currently being fucked up. I got how's Beetle Boy doing? Sorry, I can only track one fight in my head at a time. It's
acid,
like
acid is out and about.
Yeah.
He's chilling.
Yeah, well, he's in like his puddle form, crawling along the floor.
Okay.
Am I getting Goliath shot? Is actively fighting off Harvey and Max.
And Lily.
Lily, I think, is a little limited inside the building, but yes.
You could team move with Lily if you want.
That's true.
Never.
yeah, just
me with a woman? Never. Unless it's for sex. Then it's okay.
BJ crazy times. Sex
items. Women are my favorite guy. So the Alex impression was so solid. God, I'm racking my brain for things that can contain a little acid man that it would be around.
A glass container. Like a beaker.
Yeah, what's in your bag?
I forgot Alcatraz was famous for having beakers all over the fucking floor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean come on, what's in your bag? What's in your bag?
Don't you have
a bag of goodies?
A gun?
I have a gun. So I'm gonna pull out my fucking cat.
Parry this, you fucking cat.
I have a fucking
bottle. The motherfucking second he comes out of acid form, I'm doping this fucker.
I pull out my gat, I turn it sideways for the kill shot.
We could have done this so much quicker.
Yeah, this entire time, like, you reach into there, it's like Dora the Explorer, like, what could help us today? And it's like, there's a fucking toy car, a baseball, a Glock, some rope.
It's also, like, the last thing you want someone who is starting an acid trip to have is a fucking gun.
Dora's like, say gun! Say gun!
Swipe! Swipe!
Like, Paul is actually seeing, like, fucking Dora because he's tripping balls. She's like, Paul, get your clock out! Kill Swiper!
Kill him! Yes, I'm gonna fucking dome him with the old with whatever pistol it is I have. I don't remember what it was.
I'm pretty sure you were like, it's gonna be like a Colt 45. You really wanted the killing power. Colt.
Yeah, you know what? I need a Colt 45
and two zigzags.
I'm pretty sure you were like 9mm. Nah.
Yeah, 9mm doesn't kill easy enough. I need to make sure they stay down. Okay.
I got a fucking Paul's desert.
Like illegally using hollow points.
Jesus.
You'll never get all the fragments out.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted by this. Okay, so you pull out a gun, pointed at the puddle that
I sure do.
That is acid. But he's not going to let you shoot him. He's just going to swim at you, basically, towards your feet. What do?
I shoot the floor. I
shoot. Oh, let him drain through it. Yeah.
Actually, no, that's not a bad idea. Hold on.
That's not how the ground works.
No, no, hold on, hold on. No, hear me out, fellas. Okay. Well, I guess he can just get out of the... I was going to make a crack for him to slip through, but I guess he just get back out of the crack, can he? Like, I don't know how much purchase he need. Like, I don't know if he can climb up or if he just can... Yeah, but it's like, can puddles move upwards? That's the trick.
Puddles
like, I don't
can't
know.
Move. He's well, okay, doing this shit one... puddles. He can go in any direction.
Yeah, but
an
like, you know...
omnidirectional puddle.
Okay, fair enough. God damn. This guy really fucks up my powers, honestly. This is like the worst matchup I could ask for.
I'm honestly shocked at how effective a guy who is basically a D&D jelly has fucks you guys up so bad.
He's hard to deal with.
Like last time, like Colin was like, "What do I do with an enemy I can't punch to death?" Oh no.
Okay, what else is in my bag? Okay, I am going to.
I'm laughing so hard, I don't need the snuggie anymore.
The empty bottle I keep, the turkey baster I keep on my person at all times. Out of the bag.
Out of his ass.
You realize that's why I asked you about the bag, right? I wasn't
saying,
well, hey,
I thought I could shoot
gun.
Him in the head, and I thought I could finish this a lot quicker. So,
hey, bad guy, will you form up so I could shoot you in the fucking face, please?
Well, I didn't think he was looking at me. I thought he was going to... I didn't realize he was staring straight at
me. You're like the only person left for him to fuck with at the moment.
Okay, well, I just didn't think he was looking at me.
I don't know if that puddle could see me.
I didn't know.
He must be looking the other way.
Okay, so then in the fucking Christ. I pull out the shop vac from my bag.
You've been looking around a shop vac the whole time.
The whole time. It's like, Paul, why is your backpack so fucking big? Don't worry about it.
I pull the Roomba out of the backpack and I turn it on.
They're just like going at each other.
It's the James Bond.
That's my secret cap. My backpack is a vac.
Oh yeah, so I activate suction mode on my backpack.
Backpack.
I
suck.
Fucking god, I don't know what to do about this guy.
So fucking flummoxed. I can't believe
this really fucked me up. What happens if I stomp on the puddle?
I would love to find out.
Your shoe is going to start dissolving.
Not my loafers.
I forgot that you're wearing an actual suit.
My penny loafers, Matt.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab out of my bag the empty whiskey bottle that I have on me.
Okay.
From my drunk driving incident so many episodes ago.
I'm pretty sure Drew said he threw it out.
Damn it to hell.
Yeah.
I am really recalling. So then I keep the empty soda pop bottle because I had a soda on the way in the jet.
What, like a plastic?
An old time glass soda bottle.
No, because Grifter's old school. He definitely had fucking old.
He drinks the old school Coke.
Yeah, we flashback to the base and the Grifter is showing you his classic refrigerator full of glass.
What was that one fucking orange? It's like called like Necco or something. What was it?
Vago.
No. Orange. Hey. It's got no hold on, Fanta. Orange soda.
Sunkissed. Haritos.
Nehi. Oh, there we go. Nehi. I don't know. Regardless, I have an old timey soda pop bottle from our boy the Grifter. Big ups to the Grifter, keeping it old school. Okay. And just a sheer battle. I'm going to look at him coming at me. I'm going to go into the bottle and I'm going to start rolling towards him to try and scoop him up.
Now, this is the kind of comedic content I'm looking for. Let me tell you.
This is what we needed.
We have two speedsters just punching it out at supersonic speeds. We have a giant bug man that's getting like decked in the face, acid's covering him, he's burning away, and then we have a bottle and a puddle.
I love the idea of like a cutaway to how fast the speedsters are going and then cut back.
and then you hear the bottle clinking on the fucking cement.
It'd be so funny if you rolled low for like unleash powers and the bottle fucking breaks.
And then I'm just dead.
R.I.P. I have some misgivings about whether this should be effective or not. I'm gonna level with you, but
that's fair. I mean, considering I don't have a cork on me or anything, yeah. I mean, there's gonna be some sort of issue. That's the problem. You don't have a cork.
Pog cork is too small. Pog cork are small.
I'm trying to decide between directly engage and unleash your powers. I know which one's better for Paul.
I vote unleash your powers.
I know you do. But I do feel like directly engage makes more sense. And I'm really only supposed to use unleash if another one doesn't fit it better.
How would I explain what the goal is with the bottle? And then we'll see, because I feel like I have to be very...
I'm all ears. All
right, so then I last second, I'm going to twirl around and kind of just get as much of them in the bottle as I can. And then at the same time, all in one fluid motion, do a little six somersault of some sort as the bottle still. And then land it like capside down on the on the floor so that it's pointing at the floor. And then he can't get out because now he's got to eat through the floor. It's his only choice.
How big is the puddle versus the opening of your cap?
All right, so
it's a wine bottle now.
Yeah, so think about how big an adult man is.
Okay,
roughly that much puddle.
And how big is the opening of this?
I mean, I think smaller than a quarter sized bottle cap.
Oh yeah.
I also like the part where you're like, yeah, and I do a kickflip.
It's the bottle.
Well, like, I mean, in theory, I'm sure he's like, if he needs the rest of his body still, even if I get a little bit of it, like, what's he gonna do? Form as half of his fucking body and just be legs kicking at the bottle?
You're definitely gonna capture his dick, and he's not gonna want to reform without that.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You should start sucking to suck him up into the bottle.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Paul, suck this guy's goop right off the floor.
So you want to play? You want to play spin the bottle with acid?
I do.
With an old man?
I want to win spin the bottle.
Sure. That's what everybody does with spin the bottle, right? They win. This is a competitive game.
Yeah. If you kiss the most girls, you win, dude.
I feel better about letting you do unleash your powers.
Thank you so much. Watch this fucking sick whiff.
So you're just rolling a plus zero.
Well, what's my
Your freak is two, right? That's what I remember at least. So it's canceled.
No, it's one, apparently.
Oh, so you have a minus one. Even better.
Boys, easiest fucking roll of my life right here. Oh, it's not even fucking... 10.
That's after the minus one?
Yeah, I rolled an 11 minus one.
Hot damn.
Ooh!
My man.
Hell yeah, dog.
Okay, so... So you do it. You do the whole maneuver. The roll, the spin...
The kick flip. He's got half his body left now. He's missing an arm.
You collect a fraction of his full body mass.
The dog.
And then you flip up and you land capside down.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Everybody sees and we all go, whoa!
Sick! Paul, that was so cool.
Fucking gnarly.
I just want to say, for the record, that the cap is not, like, airtight. On the floor. Okay. All right. I hope everybody realizes that would be the case.
Okay. Well,
I disagree.
You could have warned me.
How much just to warn you before you reach that point? In a way that you couldn't have sussed out on your own.
You go, hey, Alex, your plan isn't going to work. It's going to be sick though, but
be so sick.
Can be so fucking dope, but it just fucking blows.
I think what's gonna happen is he's going to start to reform into his human form and basically push you up and out of the way to free himself, and he's going to grab the bottle with his human hand.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and jump out and shoot him in the fucking head.
Who could have seen this coming? Oh.
Got his ass. Tricked him.
Fell into my trap card.
Okay.
You activated my gun card.
Sure. So this is a dangerous moment, so I guess we'll follow up on it immediately. Sure. So give me a give me a directly engage a threat.
Easy money, baby. Minus two to this. If I get a four again, I swear to God.
I am a fucking god. That is a 10, baby. I rolled a 12 this time. Nowhere
you rolled
but
box
up.
Cards?
I rolled, yeah, baby.
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 Ooh.
Ooh. Let them puppies bark.
I shoot him in the head, killing him instantly.
I mean, so that would be his last condition. I'm just trying to decide whether he should actually die or not.
Yes! Let Paul take more life.
I do love the idea of like the villains who are like, yeah, we're gonna do bad things, and then just a bunch of teenagers come up and fucking shoot him to death.
I really love that I kick flip a bottle and just transition that to shooting him in the fucking head.
Hey, that's a very American idea that like, oh, teenagers will just have guns and take care of the issues they have themselves. We're just using that in a more productive light.
We're standing our ground.
Yeah, see, we don't need gun control in America. Just give every teenager a gun, and though a good teenager with a gun
is the only way to stop a bad teenager with a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
And while we're at it, give teachers bazookas. This is my official political stance. Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
So, I want to pose this question to Alex.
Yeah.
Not Paul, Alex.
Yes.
Like, do you want to embrace the kind of villainous streak that Paul has taken over the last, let's be honest, 27 episodes?
Whoa, hold on, villainous streak?
Do you guys disagree with my characterization as villainous streak?
Yeah, no.
Not you, Alex.
He started off as a bad boy and is now just a
worst boy?
Yeah.
Hey, look at the hat. Paul's on the naughty list. For our listeners, I'm wearing a Santa hat.
Thank you, the context.
What you got for me?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
About the villainous streak?
Yes, the question.
Everything I've done has been for the boys, okay?
Okay, would you kill this man for the boys?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no hesitation on your part.
Yeah, would you kill this man for the boys? Yeah.
Thank you for totally invalidating all the questions I've had to do with this one.
No problem.
He was getting this long like checklist of me, of getting you down the way, and then you're like, yeah, no, off the rip.
He's gone.
A double tap.
Look. He's trying to kill us. I kill back.
I get it. You find Batman's way of doing things irresponsible. You know, if he just killed the Joker in the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's more the Punisher.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
Red Hood.
That's more direct, I guess. So, you fire the bullet into his face.
Yeah.
And I think that his head kind of craters in like the T-1000 that I keep referencing. He drops to his knees and then collapses. And I think his body just kind of liquefies.
No evidence. No body, no crime.
Can I put some of the puddle in the bottle?
The bottle falls to the ground and breaks shatters. Apart.
Yeah, shatters. Damn it to hell. Yeah, and I'm gonna start heading over to the big bad Beetleborg fight.
Oh, the BBBB?
Which I think we've maybe spent enough time on you back to back here that maybe by the time you get there this will be over.
Mm.
But I just want to see like what's going on with these two schmucks. I think it's just like a melee, right? Like Goliath and Harvey are fighting, tussling, and like he's like trying to like kind of spin throw Max off of him. Either one of you guys, what do you guys do?
If Paul does get there quick enough, by the way, I would like to shout to Harvey that he should go for the Malpighian tubes.
right in the Malpighian
tubes. The fallopian tubes?
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm just like splattered across this dude's like face and body. Does this count as touching him?
Yes. Now, I think how I want this to work for the purposes of your suction power.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe you can't do both at the same time. At least not without like some practice, which you might not get because Acid just died.
Yeah, so. That was my other thing. Is like he's dead now. Do I still have the power temporarily?
You do. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But it's not going to last too terribly long.
Okay. Yeah, so at this point, I think I'm going to go from, like... I will go from acid form to... I'm kind of, like... arms were wrapped around his neck, and he's, like, spinning around, and, like, my feet are, like, kind of, like, spinning with him and whatnot. And I'm going to try and give him the suction.
I think I want you to give me a directly engage a threat. And there's potential for team up moves for Harvey or for Lily here.
Perfect. I know my friends have got my back. You said directly engage a threat?
That's right.
Beautiful. Danger. Who doesn't like danger? Bingo bongo. We're in there. 5 + 5 = 10 plus what I have in danger is a 2. So 12.
12 after mods.
Yeah. Call it a dirty 12. So I'm going to resist or avoid their blows. And I'm going to create an opportunity for my allies as I'm going to be swung around. I'm draining his psyche and implanting Governor Pissing Himself image. We really got to stop killing people that I have implanted with this memory because it just lowers the overall number of people who can spread the tale.
I'm glad that is your beef with the murdering.
It's not my only beef, but it's a big part.
Okay, so tell me how does this take him down? What does that look like?
Oh yeah, so I like the idea of this is kind of like a raging bull in a china shop thing where he's going full steam, like running around, knocking into the walls, trying to get me off, and I'm just like holding on to his neck, like. I'm absorbing it, and we see that my feet are like ragdolling, just like every time. But it starts to gradually slow down, and like you know, he's losing steam. He like goes down to one knee, and I'm still just holding on, like full on. Like these like black veins are coming out of my hands, going straight into like his neck and jugular area as the seconding is happening.
Yeah, yeah. He runs out of steam, and he kind of drops to a knee, and then like kind of collapses. Do you let go? What do you do?
Okay. So I think I don't let go, but it's not like a conscious choice. It's almost kind of like I have grabbed onto a live wire, and I can't. And I think this is where the team move comes on, where maybe Harvey is like grabs me and pulls me away. Maybe it's up to him. I'm not gonna say that's what he does. But I'm, yeah. I think that's the situation I'm in right now, where I've grabbed onto this live wire and just like.
So, do you do that, Harvey? If not,
if not, Max is gonna kill this guy.
that's also an option.
It's like Lily goes to stop him. And Harvey's like, what? Hold on. Let's see how this plays out.
No, yeah, I'll grab him. He's hanging on to the back. So I want to, because I don't want to touch Max. I know that that he could accidentally suck me, and that's the last thing two friends want is an accidental suckening. So I'm gonna kind of like. Grab him by the back of his shirt as he's hanging on. I'm gonna just like flip him over. Like I'm in front of the big bag Beetleborg. I grab Max's shirt. I flip him over, put him behind me, and yeah, just get Max to safety.
Sure.
What are bug powers?
In this context, it's just going to be some limited super strength.
I could be up there with my best bud.
Hell yeah. Two gym bros just throwing out, beating up villains. It's like when Rick and Summer from that show, Rick and Morty, when they get all buff and then they beat up the people.
I love the way you explain that. From the show Rick and Morty.
It was so good.
Yeah, one of them is the title character. Or one of the title characters.
Sure, so I think that just leaves the Seth versus Thin Red Line fight, which I think, like, you guys are kind of recovering from what's going on, and then you guys hear a crash, and you guys see Seth kind of pile drive Thin Red Line into the ground, and he's on top of him, straddling him, and he is just raining nasty hooks into Thin Red Line's face. And it's like, you took everything from me. Just punch, punch, punch. And you see, his arms are basically like red bars of light, you know what I mean? From just the boom, boom, boom.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The super speed punching.
Yeah, exactly. What do you guys do? Do you guys do anything? Do you just let it play out?
I shoot Governor Neal in the head. No, I just go, I'm like, Seth, it's over.
I'll run over and try and, you know what? I've got super strength. It's time to use it. I'm going to put Seth in a friendly full Nelson here. And I'm like, just stop, man. Stop, man. You're doing more damage to yourself than to him.
Let me go.
What do they say about beating a dead congressman? You can't do this, man. As I'm pulling him away.
Maybe you should.
FBI, we don't condone any kind of violence like that.
I do.
We're pulling him. I'm pulling him away. Before I do this, actually, is he unconscious? Him being Thin Red Line.
He's like cratered into the floor of the prison, and you can hear him moaning, but he's not like really moving.
With Max handling Seth, I want to go restrain Thin Red Line.
Restrain how?
Well, Paul had handcuffs in his backpack for Viper. I'm hoping he has some more. So I'm just going to start rooting around in Paul's backpack looking for handcuffs. Hey, do you have any more that aren't fuzzy?
I have a rope gun.
It's like a grappling gun?
Yeah.
Or it just shoots rope.
No, I do that part.
Y'all have that.
Yeah, it's like a grappling gun.
God damn. I'll take the rope and I'll blast it all over Governor Neal and tie him up with it.
I like to think you were point blank range with his grappling gun thing, and he's just like shooting it into his chest. Like, yeah, this will restrain him.
It's like a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah, I do that. I shoot Governor Neal point blank with a grappling gun. And then when it doesn't tie him up, I grab the loose rope and I tie him up.
It's like broke this man's fucking coccyx or whatever
his fucking tailbone?
Sternum, that's what I was going for.
But yeah, I want to cut back to Max and Seth.
Oh yeah,
and he's like, I'm cool. Let me go.
I want to pierce the veil or whatever. Is he
pierce cool? The mask?
Yeah, pierce the mask. Is he cool?
Yeah, go for it. Roll it.
Okay. Oh god, what does this use? Back my sheet. Pierce the mask. Mundane. Oh god, I'm so good at this. And I have a -2. Okay, a 1. Do I pierce the mask?
No, you mark a condition and mark potential.
I'm just trying to see if my friend's cool, and I'm now insecure.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you just have a hard time like putting yourself in his shoes. Like how would he feel?
Yeah, empathy. Put yourself in place of me is not in my skill set, so I'm going to release him and just hope he doesn't continue to kill this man.
Yeah, I think like you let him go, and he's like he's breathing heavy, right? You can see the rise and fall of his back, and he drops to a knee, and he starts vomiting blood on the ground.
Jesus hell!
Oh, I pat him on the back and just say like, I hold his hair back. Yeah, heavens to the best of us. You know, it's a rough night. How'd you get your powers back?
And he wipes his mouth with his sleeve and leaves the blood red streak on his uniform.
That's why he's called that.
Hey. She said it'd only be temporary.
My mom?
Yeah.
Do you have a way to get back to the base? And can you take Thin Red Line with you?
Are you sure you won't need me? I don't want to go back. I came all this way.
That's fair. He did come a long way.
He did come all this way.
Oh god,
that's really rude of us.
I'm not very good at it. Could I try to pierce the mask?
So are you trying to answer a question, or are you trying to convince him on a certain course of action, or like what do you want to do?
I am trying to Colin. This sounds like Seth just got his powers back. He doesn't know that he'll ever have them again, so he's trying to go out on a high note. I'm trying to determine if this is Seth's really long, elaborate suicide on Alcatraz Island.
I do want to point out that he literally just vomited blood, like wiped his face, and then said, "Are you sure you guys won't need me?"
Yeah, I think we're good.
I'm an S to the team.
roll pierce the mask. Sure, you are heinously bad at this. You have a -4.
I am heinously bad at this.
I feel like angry is one of the first ones you choose every time, so you almost always have a -2 too.
I got a 5.
Okay. So mark the potential, mark a condition. If he rolled a 6, he could do it, but
I feel guilty.
Same.
You want to elaborate on that?
No.
I'm legitimately curious. I really want to know.
I feel guilty because, like, Seth has been excluded from our heroing for a while now, that he's had his powers stolen. And I want to tell him, no, you need to leave. You seem sick. This isn't safe for you, because I've grown to see him as a bit more fragile in his more vulnerable state. But I feel guilty feeling that way, being like, no, I want to keep you safe. You need to leave. But he just got his powers back. Like, this is what he's been working for. This is what we've been working for. And I don't want to deny him the chance to
to come back.
You feel bad for taking away his agency as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's like, I don't even know why I'm asking. I guess because we're friends and that's courteous, but I'm doing this. I'm not going to sit on the sidelines while y'all get yourselves killed.
All right, I stick my hand out to, like, help him up off of, from kneeling. We do the full-on
predator
shake. But then I'm going to bring him in for a hug and be like, we've really missed you, man.
I'm going to whisper over to Paul and be like, yeah, he's 100%, like, the first sign of, like, the doomsday clock thing going up. He's going to be like, don't worry, I've got this. You stay, I go. And he's going to, like, take it and run it out into the ocean and do some heroic shit like that.
No, I think he's fine.
I think he looks at you, Max, and he's like, I'm sorry for what I said before. And I want you to be happy and live your life. And it sucks when you can't live the life that you want to. I want you to have that, whatever that looks like. I'm in.
Hey, bud, you know, no skin off my teeth. It's all good. I'm trying one of these Malfism things, whatever, to grow closer to him here.
Malifors?
Yeah, Malifors. So
I didn't realize there's a word for it. I didn't.
You know, I'm glad you're here now, and that's what's important.
Well, let's get the fuck down there.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. Wheels is back. He's now legs. And we get in the elevator, and the doors close in front of us.
The alarm finally turns off.
Everybody says.
Whoa, hold up. I almost forgot the most important part. I go to the restrained thin red line. I place my hand.
Of course.
Thumb, basically doing the Simba motion over his forehead here, as I implant the memory of him pissing himself on live television in front of everyone, press conference. He freaks out, has a moment of hesitation where he can't believe it's happening. He looks out onto the crowd, ghost white. He turns and runs away. I burn that into his core cerebrum, and there's nothing he can do to remove it.
He is unconscious. There's no physical reaction of any kind.
Oh, yeah. The damage is on the inside. I'm done with this one. I've completed my mission. I have won Mask RPG.
Great.
That part got me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think Seth is just like, well, we can stand here till the cows turn blue, but let's get going.
Yep.
Right on, boss.
And you guys hop into the elevator. The doors glide closed, and you guys descend into the base.